Study English and practice English. Key differences. The distinction between studying and practicing English is crucial for achieving fluency, as they serve different but complementary purposes. Studying English is a knowledge-based endeavor that aims to comprehend the vocabulary, grammar, and rules of the language. Studying typically entails word lists to memorize, grammar exercises to complete, sentence structure analysis, and test preparation for exams such as the TOEFL and IELTS. The benefits include increased vocabulary, deeper comprehension, and accuracy. The problem is that it does not ensure fluency. Even if you are aware of the rules, you may know them, but struggle to apply them in real time. The goal of skill-based English practice is to actively use the language to communicate fluently and naturally. Practice is not the same as passive study. It involves applying what you've learned to the real world through activities like speaking with native speakers or language partners, listening to and repeating dialogues from podcasts or movies, thinking or writing in English on a daily basis, and improvising speech, like talking about objects out loud, gaining quickness, self-assurance, and intuitive reactions will help you speak more naturally. The issues are that in the absence of foundational study, mistakes could become embedded and grammatical gaps could continue. Why are both necessary for fluency? Grammar and vocabulary are tools that you learn through study. Practice makes them second nature. Finding out that the verb went is the past tense of the verb go is a common example of studying. Practice suggests saying things like, I went to the store, without thinking twice. 30% study and 70% practice is the ideal ratio. Prioritize active use, speaking and listening, while filling in any gaps with focused research. Combine the two. Practice words in speech after learning them from texts or movies. Last observation. Fluency is like driving. You need to practice on the road to become proficient. Reading the manual, study is insufficient.